No, we're about to start. Tarma Hadaven.
Kevin Koval.
That's the beginning, yo. but we've already been really started.
Yes, been.
Mm-hmm. Been out here. We stay out here.
Mm-hmm.
You're good?
Yes.
You're enjoying snacks already. We've done everything in a backward-ass way.
Yeah, I'm
this
sorry.
Evening. No, no, no. No
also,
apologies.
I'm late.
No, no, we're good.
I know, but like, I'm usually like a little late, but not like a lot late.
Or you're right on time.
Listen,
he has a good radio voice.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he does.
You guys. Yo, we have, we got a... We got a really great crew in the building tonight. Tara, I want to, before we introduce our guests, I just want to remind, or actually tell people maybe for the first time, that soon we are celebrating the year anniversary of our podcast, The Corner Store. That's a lot of episodes we've done.
It has been. Yeah. How many is that? Like 50? How many weeks are in a year? I don't know.
52. Damn. It's been a rough day for Tara.
or an amazing 52. Day. I don't know.
Right, exactly.
Like really how you look at it.
That's true. But November 9th to the 11th, you could find us at the Emporium pop-up.
That's the wrong date.
No, those are the right dates. November 9th to 11th.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, yeah. We are doing a special live edition of the Corner Store 3 days in a row. We're going to have all sorts of conversations, all sorts of artists in the space. We're going to build out the Emporium pop-up, build a Corner Store.
We're going to have merch.
We're doing a merch drop. Very excited
I'm so
for that.
Excited.
We're going to have some really dope DJs in the evening, so please be on the lookout for that. That's November 9th to 11th for the Corner Store anniversary. But this evening, we have a crew.
There are a lot of people in here.
There are a lot of people in the spaceship tonight.
I mean, there are usually a lot of people, but
But tonight they roll deep. We have a crew of very talented young men who, you know, I think share a lot aesthetically, but do different things in their practice. You know, singer-songwriter, videographer, photographer. I would say all of them incredibly talented, creative young men putting on for Indiana specifically. They go by the squad name Indianers, but individually.
Okay, I didn't know if that was real or
that's
if it was
real.
Just like.
That's real.
There's
Max
a shirt.
That's
funny.
A real
we'll
thing.
Go with that one. There's a shirt.
Indianers.
But these are facts.
It's like a real Midwestern accent, though.
And fellas, if you guys don't mind, just, I mean, you know, we have Omar, Zach, and Vinny in the building. If you guys don't mind, just maybe introducing yourselves so we could hear from all of you, and then we're going to hop in to a rich conversation. But we also have some snacks for you in a minute. But individually, you guys are.
Just our names?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Vincent Romero. That's who I am.
You want to talk about, you say what you do real quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was all
viral sensation.
Viral sensation. We'll get to that later. But I'm Vincent Romero. I take photos, and I'm also a student at Purdue where I study marketing.
Great. Right on.
Omar Apollo. I sing. I write music, write songs, musician. Producer.
Yeah. I go by Lone Wolf, but my name's Zach. And I make videos and I dabble in clothing and stuff like that.
You do. Yo, that PVC bag is fire.
Thank you.
Also, y'all
I'm
are
trying,
so cute and young.
Thank you.
Cute and young.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm old now, so I can say that.
You can say that. you could holler at young men like
no.
You're their auntie.
I don't do anything.
Like you're the auntie.
I don't do
like,
that.
But you know, you feel what
I'm. Oh, like the cool auntie.
Like oh y'all, are, you know what I mean? That's what like cool older aunties do. No.
Like they fake flirt, but it's like
right.
Not, they like lead them on. Okay.
Wow. Damn. Okay. I don't know about.
I'm really getting into this character. Okay, let's keep going, Kevin.
Fellas, we have some snacks for you in the Corner Store, of course. You're in the Corner Store, and so we have for you this evening. Well, first of all, you know, we're off of the spirits from one of our sponsors, Stolen Spirits. We're enjoying the whiskey right now. How are you guys? How do you guys like the whiskey?
Oh man, it's running to the veins. You know what I'm saying?
Making my heart very warm.
Yep, I'm very warm right now. Yeah.
Good.
That's a good little commercial.
It's a perfect fall beverage. In addition, we also
perfect
have
fall beverage.
He says every letter of that word beverage.
Beverage. Yeah. We also have some late July snacks for you. We have the flavor is, I think this is racist, Max. I'm just going to put it out there. This is some jalapeno lime.
Yo, but those are fire, though. So
those are for you, fellas.
The gentrified.
In addition, we also... Oh, nice. I love the sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ben, for making those sound effects.
I literally can't open it.
We also have some Harbo Happy Cola gummy treats. This is a gummy candy that tastes like Coke. My brother likes these.
Oh, I like these actually. My dad works for Coca-Cola.
I'm on a caloric deficit, so
and then
only be drinking.
And then also, fellas, we've already cracked them open, but double stuffed Oreos, you know what it is.
All right, I have one of those.
Right, we don't want none of those specialty flavors that Lior likes.
The birthday cake.
Me and Lior really be on Twitter fighting. Specialty flavors.
He likes a lot of the peculiar flavors.
Yes, and I really just like regular as fuck Oreos.
Vin, I'm gonna ask you to maybe turn your mic a little. It's like odd. Yeah, just like make that. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. I think the chips hit it.
We also have Jaw here. Say
yeah, of
hello.
Course. Yes. Hold on, let me get
hello. The goat.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
it's already on.
Jaw knows what he's doing. He's accustomed to being in the booth.
You know.
Good to see you, fam.
I see.
Always. I wish you could have brought your puppy.
Man, you know, Yams evening. He almost took this walk with me, but I decided to.
Oh, you got a dog named Yams?
Yeah, you know. All right. Late gray ASAP. So had to do it.
Fair enough. So, gentlemen, welcome. Thank
yes,
you for,
welcome.
For making the trek.
Thanks for having us.
I guess, you know, I want to. We have a lot to talk about, but maybe we could talk about is that a real name, the Indianers? Is that what you guys kind of
call? Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
Max
kind of
made
a joke.
That up.
We
it's
say like a the joke, word Indiana. But we say it. Yeah. Like, it's a very reoccurring. It surfaces a lot.
So it's real.
Yeah,
I think
at
some point it, like, crosses that line.
It's not, like, 100% serious. Like, it's not like, you know, we're going to, like, market ourselves as that, but like
we'll throw it around in conversation.
It's just funny, see. Like Indiana. We didn't go to college, or no, some we did, some
two thirds.
But you do didn't. You co-sign not going to college?
You know what I do and I don't.
Feels
well. All right. Well, let's go back though. I mean, so you guys come from the same area in Indiana?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
10 minutes away from each other.
Well, I live with Zach now.
Okay,
roommate.
But when you were kids, you guys were born where?
Yeah, like 10 minutes from each other. I'm from Hobart, Indiana, which is like right on the border of Gary. And then
I grew up in Hammond, which is where Vin lives.
Yeah, that's me and Zach.
Yeah.
It's, like the
it's
same
like 5 minutes from where I live. Like
and for those who don't know, I mean, just to situate this, this is very close to Chicago. I mean,
like 30, 40 minutes?
30, 40
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
but it's completely different.
Yeah,
well, it's so different.
Yeah.
So how?
So it's like cornfields, cows, horses,
horseshoe casinos,
like flat, like no buildings,
BP,
like
oil refinery, Inland Steel. It's a very industrial area.
Yeah,
it's
that's
kind of
like that's like Podunk, Illinois.
And downtown is like it looks like the Walking Dead episodes,
and it's racist.
Yeah, it's so racist. Yeah, but no, not all of it. Not all of it.
What's the part that's not?
Okay,
like Lake Station and like
is that where all the kids hang out? The
yeah,
youth?
Like the kids of color, and then but like yeah, it's pretty bad. Like I've been like harassed, like even school, like by teachers and like substitute teachers. It's pretty nuts.
And it's crazy because he only lives like 10 minutes from us. But me and Zach, it's so different. We went to a very diverse middle and high school.
Yeah,
so it was just like we never got any wind of that, but it's just crazy. Like within a 10 minute distance, like that's so different.
Yeah, I got like a teacher fired. This one teacher was just like, he said my name and he looked at me and he was like, "Oh, you a drug dealer?" I'm like,
"What?"
I'm like, no." Like it's just like they don't think, you know.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, but I went to like pretty much like all white school, which is like probably like six other Mexicans.
What did
so
your
was, like, small.
Parents do?
My parents are from Mexico. They crossed over like probably like. My dad's been here since he was like 23. My mom crossed over when she was like 29, 30.
They met here.
It was like pen pals. Like there were pen pals. Aww. Like my dad was here in Indiana, and then my mom was over there, and then my dad's sister and my mom were friends, and then my dad's sister kind of hooked them up. Like they were like sending pictures of each other, like. Like, you know, like just through the mail, cute stuff, like nothing crazy.
Right. Why did your dad end up in that town in Indiana?
I don't know, but when he got here, he told me he was like crazy. Like, he's like, because he had like a motorcycle, and like it was different in like the 80s. It was like the 80s and like the 70s. And he was like, he told me he used to like be on his motor. I don't know how he got here, but he was on like his motorcycle, and then like, cops would chase him, and then like they like knocked him over, and then they didn't even arrest him because they felt bad, but he ain't have no papeles or papers or whatever, but like they just like let him, they were like, all right, we'll just take you to the hospital and then like just leave it at that.
Wow. And how? What do you all folks do? You know, Vinny and Zach. What do you guys folks do?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
my mom, she's like a recess aide at the local elementary school in Hammond, and my dad does like small store. What do you even call that? Like sales management for like Coca-Cola. So like, he'll go. Like he used to have a route out in Chicago, but now he's like closer to home, out in like Indiana. But it crosses over to like Cal City and Lansing too. So it's pretty local.
My dad is a janitor, and my mom is she works at a nursing home. Yeah. So.
And so when did you guys meet then?
Like two or three years ago. 2-3 years. We like met a party.
Yeah, we met at my brother's birthday party.
Yeah, there was a, like, we heard there was a party.
And my brother knew
close.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I met his brother through like I forgot like some clothing line. His clothing line.
Yeah.
I think like he just like hit us up. He knew that like cause we were just like I don't know. I think they thought we were photographers or something. And then we just like went through. I was just like for fun. I would take pictures, but
mm-hmm. Yeah. And then like for back reference, like me and Zach, we met Omar 3 years ago, but or two or three years ago. But me and Zach have been friends since like 7th grade.
Oh
like,
yeah.
He used to make like skate videos, and I'd be like commenting on the YouTube, like and stuff.
He was like my only commenter on my YouTube.
I was like the only one commenting.
He's like, yeah.
I was like, next video? ?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lovely that's very way sweet. To encourage one another,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We clicked up real quick. It was like it was real fast. Like I live with Zach now, so. I was like,
what did you? Yeah. Well, how are you drawn to them, or why were you drawn to them?
I think we're just drawn to each other.
We're just vibing
like,
out.
Because in Indiana, people really only wear like hot, like they don't wear like
you're about
cool
to say
stuff.
Hot Topic.
Like Hollister and like Abercrombie. Okay. And then like we went to that party and we were dressed like kind of cool, like you know.
In comparison. Right?
Yeah. Then he was like, I remember you told me Zach said like, oh, like they don't look like they're from Indiana because we were like, we're cool, you know, we dressed cool, like we cared about how we look. So then it was just like what like, and then after that it was just like
chemistry.
Yeah, it was just internet stuff. Like we were. Follow each other and then we just linked up. I remember he came to my house for like tacos or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was living with my mom, which is a long time ago. And and then we just started hanging out all the time. And then like I forget like when we hang out, I forget that he's a photographer. He makes videos. Like it's just like straight homie stuff.
Yeah, like I've known Omar for like the past 2-3 years. I think we've only done one photo shoot.
Yeah,
but literally
that's the best though.
It doesn't. Even, I don't even think about it. Like it's not even any hate or anything like that. It's just like. Oh, like I completely forget you're Omar Apollo. Like I come to your house on Sundays to watch Shameless and you know, Kidding, whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's funny.
So I want to talk about how you all got started creatively. You do different things, and so it'd be nice, you know, for the people to also hear what you do, but also mm-hmm. just being in Indiana, being in the Midwest, it isn't also necessarily the first thing you think of to become an artist, to become a creative person. Mm-hmm. So just curious about how you all got started.
But also, what were you consuming online that, you know, you dressed
everything.
Cool? I just want to, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like back then I would study, like, Odd Future and, like, very influenced by all of them. But me, when I first started, I used to, like, skateboard a lot. I would, like, skate every day. Like, no shower.
Yeah, y'all had like, that, like, little hand skateboard.
Tech decks, all that, yeah. And some of my friends from high school would, like, make videos. Or they used to rap, and they're like, they saw me with my little fisheye. They're like, let's shoot a video. I was like, cool, I'll try it out. So it ended up, like, being a snowball effect. Like, I would work with my friends, and then they knew people. Next thing I know, I'm hitting up people in Chicago to work, and then... It was just snowball effect after that. Like, yeah.
That was like 2015 too, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
As he got his first camera in 2015.
It was crazy.
Oh, very dope.
I started playing guitar when I was like 12. I played like my church. And then I just got real tired of like the chords. They were like really simple. And I don't know. It was just, and I stopped because it was just kind of boring. And I didn't have anyone, no one else was really playing around me. And then I like picked it back up when I was like 18. And then I just started playing a lot. And then I realized like, oh, I really like singing. I want to put something together. Cause I was always good at like freestyling melodies and stuff. And then, yeah. And then I don't know. I just started putting stuff online. Just like chill. Like wasn't tweeting nobody my stuff. Like it wasn't like forced. It was like, just like on SoundCloud. And then it just, I don't know, it just started picking up. People were rocking with it. And then when I started putting it on Spotify, it was just like,
gee.
Then it was just like, all right. And like, I didn't have no manager or nothing, but it was like getting like playlisted and everything. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what like started everything. And like, I produce like pretty much everything and write everything. So it's like, I didn't really need no one else. It was very like independent. So I didn't have to wait on anybody. So it was just way quicker than like, I feel like a lot of people.
Right, right, right.
I mean, I'm going to fangirl later, but you're so good.
Thank you.
That's like the biggest understatement ever. Like, I was listening to Stereo earlier, and I was just like,
oh, thank you.
How?
I can't wait for you to hear the new stuff.
I'm very excited. But yeah. I'm just like looking at you, and I'm like, I met you, and I was like, okay. But then I heard you sing, and I was like, it don't seem like that voice would come out of him, but it does. Anyway.
Yeah. So for photography, like me, my friend Zach, and a couple of our coworkers at Kohl's used to go to like these abandoned buildings in Gary. And I had two friends who like used to shoot, you know, they had like film cameras, whatever. And I would see them like shooting photos. I'm like, damn, this is like really cool because like we're in these places that aren't always going to be here. And it's like a thrill too, because if you get caught, you know, it's kind of big trouble. But from there, it's just like, okay, they had cameras. And then like Zach, he had got his camera. And when he first started, we used to take pictures of shoes. Just like we wanted to be like high snobiety, whatever, like hypebeast sneakers. And after that, like, he started doing videos and, you know, he was doing his thing. And I'm like, well, I like videos and they're cool too. But, you know, I think photography is more my lane. And from there, I just started taking photos. I wasn't even charging people. It was just like for fun, whatever. Then just started picking up. And, you know, it's kind of like second nature now, which is pretty cool. While I'm still in school for like business marketing, which kind of helps for like ad campaigns and like doing stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. And just kind of balancing out school and the photo work is just like so fun to me, because keeping like learning like research analysis and, you know, doing campaigns while like trying to be creative and learning like that side of marketing too.
Mm-hmm. So who have you worked with to do campaigns and all that?
Well, I'm still in school, so we're
You're studying that.
Okay, yeah. Cool. But like, we have like these capstone classes where we do like work with like companies. Like, we did something with Snapple, like through Purdue, which is pretty cool. Like, you know, you just pitch it to them, and if they use it, they use it. If not, it's just like, you know, you still had the experience of like working with their real numbers and all their stats, you know, stuff like that.
Well, you guys obviously are very good friends and a crew. You know, I think one of the things that we like to hear about is the importance of people building together as a collective, or just even as friends, just like keeping up a camaraderie, a spirit, an idea that you're going to push each other to be better or just to continue. So what has that process been for you all as a loose-knit collective? Or whatever?
We literally inspire each other like every day. Like every day something crazy happens to him. Something crazy happens to me. Something crazy happens with Vinny. Vinny always got stuff going on. Yeah. Like, it's so funny.
Or I'll just be like laying down and I'll hear Omar like jamming out or like making something new. And I'm like, dang, I got to get up and edit.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
I need to get out of my stuff.
Zach will tell me like, yo, so-and-so just hit me up. I'm like, dang, all right. Like, like, it's just cool. Like, it's very like.
And we're in two like different realms too.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's like,
it's cool. We can both like see eye to eye.
Yeah.
Different realms in terms of the genres that
but he's moving into like, because we listen to the same music, like like he's trying to work with like, you know,
we're getting there. I'm mainly in hip-hop, but I'm moving to like some stuff I really want to do.
So you've never shot a video for Omar? Do you have any videos?
I have a couple. We did three?
That have come out.
And we took some down, like
I did some stuff for Prem.
I didn't like the song.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What song was it?
There's like a few songs.
There's one called like With You and Drugs,
and then like Key Little Boys, and then like, yeah, that's
good times.
It, right?
Good times.
But we do have workout, and it's been like really cool and chill.
Yeah, I'm in like Vinny's situation. Like, I haven't really made anything with him, but like, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
That's cool that you're not forcing it. You're just taking your time.
Yeah.
Well, and do you guys, I mean, because I'm curious about what is ahead of you guys, but I want to talk also about, you know, some of the success you've had, particularly in a relatively brief period of time. But what are some of the, you know, the things that you guys are proud of, things that you've made, opportunities you've had the ability to say yes to or take on? What are some of the things that have even surprised you, or, you know, just have put you in given you a new look, I guess?
Yeah. Well, for one that I like was like, wow, was I did this edit for Future, this artist Future, and it went on Jimmy Fallon. It was like,
you say this art, you're just like, oh, this artist
well,
Future.
Well, I'm trying to make sure everybody knows.
As opposed to the Future.
Yeah, right. The future.
Yeah. Another Future.
Yeah. I did this backdrop visual, and it ended up being on Jimmy Fallon. And like that whole day was like, it was like a movie.
Yeah, it was fun.
They would send me like behind the scenes stuff of like the camera crew. And I'm like, dang, it's about to come on. All of my friends came over and we just like watched it. And seeing my visual like on TV, my mom was like, she stayed up. She has to work early, so she was watching it. Like she stayed up late to watch it. And it was just a good moment. It was like pivotal, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
That's also beautiful that your mom stayed up.
Yeah.
She was working at like 4 and like it came on at like 11:30.
So oh, that's significant. And was that the first thing for you that you felt you're like, oh, well, I'm sure you were it seriously before.
Yeah, it was just like, it made me realize things are like possible. Because you see things on TV and it seems like far-fetched. And then seeing like my actual work that I made like in my bedroom be on like TV, it was just unreal. It's hard to like really explain it, but it was a good feeling.
Yeah, I think you just did. It's dope.
Yeah. Thanks.
What about you, Omar?
I think for me, mostly it's like the shows. I feel like because like I'll go to like a random place I've never been and like it's just like packed, like sold out, and I'm just like, holy crap! Like what? Like, you know, it's just like real inspiring and motivating. Because a lot of times I'm like real lazy and feel like real like just like sad all the time, but like. Like, say I pull up to a show, I'm, like, sad, but then I see, like, a line of people waiting at, like, 1 p.m., and it's, like, the show doesn't start till like, 9, so it's just, like, dang, like, y'all really waiting in line? Like, it's hot, you know? It's just real motivating and inspiring. It's just kind of makes me want to keep doing it.
And is that one of the ways that you knew that there was this tipping point for you? I mean, I imagine before you started to see those lines, you began to do numbers in the various streaming services.
I don't like looking at the numbers because it gives me anxiety, but it's been like crazy. I don't know. It's weird. Like it's like we're from Indiana. Like
like
it's cornfields. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't nothing. Like we're not from a big city, so like. I think I got like 1.5 like million monthly listeners or something. So it's just like, what? Like who's listening? You know what I'm saying? Like you don't see none of it. I just get scared, so I just like, you know, let it do its thing. I was like, all right.
Well, the first time I heard about you was from a student, one of my students at YCA, and they put me on to Break Lights, which I think I told you.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, you told me.
But I think it's really cool because. You have a really big fan base here, but it's really connected, obviously, to Latinx culture.
Oh, yeah. Straight, like, Mexicans, kids. It's so sick.
Yeah. But I love it. At the store, at the Apple store, there were people who were damn near crying. Like, FaceTiming. Well, crazy. So my colleague, Kate, she was, like, looking at everyone. People were FaceTiming.
See, I was wondering why no one, because usually, like, in Chicago, people sing along, and they were just kind of, like, watching. I think they were so stunned.
There were 200 people in there.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew you had a following, but not like that. Like, how does it feel? Because,
it's
I mean,
crazy. It's cool because my friends are there.
But you're not even from here, you know?
Yeah.
That must feel even more insane.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, I never not appreciate like a blessing. Like it's like I'm like so grateful that like people like, oh, you like it, like that's cool.
But being Mexican is such a like cornerstone of your music.
You know, when I was younger, I thought that like no one would take me seriously because I was Mexican, which is like really sad. Like I was in like high school like wanting to do music and I was like, man, like they're not gonna like this Mexican kid because like I grew up in like a white, like, you know.
Yeah,
it was very like, it was always like my skin tone or like my like culture was always being brought up in like every conversation. Like it was just kind of
negative.
Yeah, in a negative way. Like someone always brings up tacos or like Donald Trump or like enchiladas or I don't know, just anything. Like
various fucked up racist tropes or whatever. Limited information or knowledge.
Man, like it was bad. Like I think about it and like people would say like racist remarks to me in like elementary school. And like my parents like didn't teach me like stereotypical like racist stuff, and like those kids would just like say it, and I would be like, I don't even know what it means. I'm like, what is that, you know? but I don't want to say it because I don't know.
But I mean, but even like, some of your songs are in Spanish.
Yeah.
And you're not even saying Spanish. You're not even singing in Spanish, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Some of them, yeah. I just do the title because they're just like file names on them. But like some songs are in Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I do like a verse or something. Because, like, obviously, like, I grew up here, but, like, I'm, like, I speak only Spanish to my parents. And so, like, my parents are, like, begging me to, like, make more songs in Spanish.
I think that'd be
really
tight.
They're like, please, please, so we can understand. I'm like, all right, I got you.
He has the best, like, random file names.
Yeah.
Be like, the best.
I just let my dog out, part two.
Wait, I'm gonna, can you tell me what some of them mean?
Which one? Like,
I don't know. I was just listening to it today, and I was, trying to, I mean, I don't know.
Decipher.
It's funny.
No,
all
I wasn't
of them,
trying to do anything because I don't know
them,
Spanish.
A lot of them are really inappropriate.
Are they? But yeah. But it's a podcast.
Well, aren't, yeah, you could say whatever you want.
Yeah, it's like,
you could swear.
Like, suck, suck me by the campfire is one. I think I'm going to.
What's one has madre in it, which is mom?
Oh, hijo de su madre?
Yeah.
That one, my mom always said that. So, my kind of.
Like children of the mother.
You know, it's like saying son of a bitch.
Oh.
Damn. Oh. Damn. And then the last one, amor.
Amor malo. Yeah, that was just kind of like, got into some bad love. Like, bad love is what the song, like, got into some bad love. Now, amor malo, like, bad love.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you guys think or see yourselves as part of the generation that will change young people's perception for themselves about what it means to be Latinx in America? I mean, are we at a particular tipping point?
Because I'm sure, like, you've grown up with, like, workaholic parents. Grown up with like, my parents, like, worked, like, their asses off. Like, even my cousins. And, like, I was like, dang. Like, I started working, like, full-time when I graduated high school. And I was like, this is not for me, because us kids, like, we'd be on our phones, like, it's like we're not trying to sit in no room for 9 hours or 8 hours or whatever, like,
and even just like the cultural differences of, like, when we would visit our friends in Chicago, like, we were talking about how, like, if you had $20 in, like, eighth grade, you were the shit. That $20 would last for, like, 2 weeks. Like, Taco Bell, run it up, dollar menu.
Run it up.
And then, but no, we come to Chicago, and, like, we hang out with these guys, like, the Burns twins, like, out in Gold Coast. And, like, I remember the first time we went to their house, we're like, oh, my God, like, this is how you guys are living? Like, this is nuts.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, crazy to see the differences, like, you know, we come in, like, 1-2-bedroom houses in Hammond, Indiana.
I still have a twin bed.
Yeah. Oh, twin bed keeps you humble.
Yeah.
I think
I got a twin,
too.
I think I'm always going to have a twin bed.
That needs to go on a t-shirt.
I got a twin.
Facts.
Secret to success.
Yeah, yeah. Keep a twin bed. When we moved to L.A., because me and this kid are moving, I'm going to get me a king, bro. I'm not playing around.
I'm going to ship my twin bed to that.
I know. Life's different now. Like, especially, like, recently. Like, it's like, oh, we can buy stuff. Like, that's crazy.
So how are your parents with that economic shift for you? I mean, Oh man,
it's a blessing.
I think at first it was like, well, just in general, at first when things were happening, my mom would be like, oh, that's cute, like, it's a little hobby. But then now, like, I'm helping pay the bills and, like, just throwing her money here and there. Then now it's like, I feel like she realized, like, dang, he's actually, like, doing stuff. And now she brags about me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the bragging starts. Jimmy Falloon the other day. Yeah, but
immigrant parents are the best.
It took a little bit because it's like, you know, it's like not your traditional way to go about your career. But, like,
it's like you have to prove, like, to them around that you're, like, making money. You got to have the receipts.
It's wild. Like, I think, like, yesterday or something. No, on my mom's birthday. I had a check come in because I get all, like, my checks from shows, like, get sent to the house because I live with him. But, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I know someone's always at my mom's house. So I pull up and then, like, I didn't want her to see it because my dad just retired. So I'm, like, helping out, like, a lot. So I'm just like, so they know, like, I'm good, you know, and I just didn't want them to see it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I was like, I don't know, it's just weird, like, because it was a
It was a good check.
And then my mom seen it. I was like, oh, and then she was like, what? And then told my dad, and my dad's coming up to me. I'm like, ah, crap. But it's like, I don't know. Like, I want to let them know that, like, I'm not going to switch up. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, I don't want them to see the numbers because I haven't, like, changed or anything. Like, it's just like, you know.
I don't think, like, they would think that, though.
I know, but, like, I've had that, like, insecurity. Like,
of course, but it's your parents, you know?
Yeah, I know,
They want you to be rich. They want you to be able to take care of yourself.
Like, it's been weird. It's been very weird for me. Like, It'd be too personal if I got into it, but it's like,
yeah,
they're like afraid.
Mm.
Yeah, they're really afraid
because and they don't want you to change.
It's also the unknown.
They don't want me to like get into certain things and like just pick up something or like.
I'm sure in their mind, because like, you guys are on your way to LA.
Are dying like from like drugs and things,
right?
And like, you know, we've all had our like. So they're just worried, and I'm good, like, you know, but.
But that worry is natural.
Good kid.
And if they know you and they know you're a good kid.
Yeah, they're good now. Like, I feel like now, like, it's chill. Like, I just, like, I don't know. I'm, like, still, like, insecure. I'm just, like, I'm still your little boy. Like, you know. Like, but,
well,
you know.
I think there's something, too, about, one, I mean, you know, just being the children of immigrants, being the children of working people, and also being from the Midwest. I think that these are all factors that can aid your humility, your continued humility, even in the face of some of the, you know, incredible success that you guys are having. And so I think, you know, part of the hope is that, one, you stay really rocking with one another, because like, as a, you know, as a crew, you could also keep each other grounded and rooted. But that, you know, you also, I mean, I don't think you'll forget where you come from. Some people do, though.
You remind each other of where you come from.
Yeah. Exactly. We all come from the same place. It's true.
Yeah, it's literally like almost every day that, like, there's not a day where we all don't see each other. It's really weird. It's like daily. Like one
at the end of the night, we'll just smoke. Like 9 p.m. It's just like, I like Vinny will come over. Like, we just smoke. Like, it's just.
Yeah, in the summer, there was 45 days straight where me and Omar hung out.
Oh, yeah.
45. Y'all counted?
Because we went on tour together, but
we don't get tired of each other.
2 weeks before tour, and then 30 days on tour.
Yeah. Because we were just chill. I don't know why we chilled every day. We were doing anything. We weren't doing anything. Like, we just.
That's the best, though.
We just enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, y'all know, like, you could just sit around, not do shit, watch TV.
Really?
Be silent.
Yeah, no,
y'all true friends.
Vinny's around like when I make like some of my favorite songs. Like, he'll be sitting on like my bed or something. I'll be like being back here.
Yeah, we all have like similar music taste. So like I'll play like, I'll be like, hey, like listen to this new Alex G song, and he'll be like, oh, okay, and like, or he'll throw me music. Or, like,
he put me on the shit.
Or Zach will throw me like a playlist. I'm like, oh, I need to see what's up with this. But no, honestly, it's like,
he put me on the shit that like you're gonna hear like influence in like my next like project for sure. Like, just, like, Alex G for sure. And
okay,
like,
who is that? Alex G?
Like, oh, Crystal Castles.
Yeah. Crystal Castles, cool. Yeah, like, Steely Dan, stuff like that.
Just, that's kind of a throwback. I mean, wait, who is Alex G, though?
Alex G,
he's a dope, a like, I know he did, like, he did some shit on, like, Blonde on Frank Ocean.
Oh.
He played guitar, but, like, that's, like, notable, like, stuff that you wouldn't know. Like, he did, like, Self Control, and like, he played guitar on it. And then like white Ferrari, but he's like very different. Like it's very like indie folk. It's really dope.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, Steely Dan, melodic, and Crystal Castles.
Very
yeah.
Elliot Smith. I feel like
like he'll throw me some Bjork or like something random.
Yo, these
like,
are things that nobody talks. Elliot Smith, like nobody. I don't know anyone
Elliot
talks about Elliot.
He's amazing. No, like acoustic, like that's like who I look up to. He's crazy.
There's something, you know, over the last few days as we've been getting ready to talk with you, Max, who you guys know and have been talking to, has been feeding us a lot of your work. And I think together there's a shared aesthetic, you know, and I don't know if that is intentional or just it's osmosis, but I would classify it as a kind of like DIY, like romantic dream state. You know,
it's not even like y'all, you're not even the same genre. Like,
no,
I think like our sense of humor really like connects us. Like,
seriously. But there's a beauty, like even like there's a like, it, you know, in your videos and in your in your, you know, photographs, there's a certain light that you all use that reminds me of like the Midwest at dusk. You know,
that's very true.
You.
Especially his pictures.
Wow.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Kevin,
that's actually,
everything
that's really
on
cool,
point.
Kevin.
No, but it's beautiful.
Comfortable.
That alone, like, helps us stick out because,
seriously.
Like, Vinny and I, like, Vinny's he'll come to the shoots and, like, shoot these, like, dreamy photos of, like, rappers. And, like, you don't see that kind of aesthetic, like, put onto, like, hip-hop artists. And that's what I try to do in my videos is, like, you bring a different, like, aesthetic to the hip-hop world. I think that's why
do.
I stick out.
Well, and I think that's why so many people like, what I mean, it does not stop, really, but Yachty and Drake and French
Young
Montana,
band.
I mean, Ferg, like, folks are coming to you because you...
Drake?
I mean, what is up with... Yo,
what? Wait, what?
That was recent.
Tell me about that. Can you not tell about
that? It's released. It's just like a French Montana featuring Drake Spotify
video. Oh, that one song. Oh,
okay. And my friend that shot it was, like, sending me screenshots of, like, them talking about the video, like how dope it was. Like, I was like,
yeah, this kid from Indiana was good.
Hey, my brother, Indiana's got my older brother did the blurs on the video.
Yeah, he did the blurs. I hit like, up. There were so many because the song, which is ironic, the song's called No Stylist, but
that's coming out on French's next album.
Yeah, it was called No Stylist, but they had to blur out all of the logos,
like the Gucci
name brands that they wore.
So oh, because it's Spotify. Funny. That makes sense, yeah.
So I hit up his brother because he knows, like, Premiere and stuff.
My brother's awesome. He does. He's working so hard right now. He's working on a manga right now, which is, like,
from scratch.
An anime series that he's working on. Like, he's making the manga for it, which is similar to, like, a comic. But
it's Japanese, right?
I would get in trouble if you say that. Like, it's manga. Like,
but it's Japanese.
Yeah, or, no, it's not in Japanese, but it's like it's cool. It's like Mexican characters, and it's gonna be sick. Yeah,
he's
really creative. Like he's doing all of his shit like on his own. Like he's drawing everything. He works dude, he'd be working like 8 hours a day, like by himself, like just going. His work ethic inspires me a lot because I don't work as hard as like my parents or my brother or like any like it's just like makes me feel like damn, I'm not shit. I need to get in. I need to start working harder.
Was he always into that kind of stuff? Or?
Yeah, he was into like One Piece when we were very young, Naruto, all that. Like we were all into it. Like we and my brothers used to like pretend we had like superpowers. Like I was the guy who was like, I think I my superpower was like wood. I could turn into anything that was wood. And my brother was super flexible, and my older brother was like fire. And we were just like it was like years where we would just pretend like we would just fight, just like the anime stuff, you know, like. Like it was
you're
really
turning
funny.
Them into wood.
I had to be like seven. Like I was very young.
That's
like,
the best power I've ever heard.
I know. Yeah, I can camouflage. It was
turn
crazy.
Into a bench.
I turned into like the wall.
Turn into a bench. Was good.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and I think like all our separate upbringings really like helps pattern the way like all our stuff just kind of comes out later because it's just like I'll come to Chicago and I'll see like. You know, we'll go to like parties or whatever, like stuff that's going on, and I just see like a very like similar theme or pattern of like people dressing the same or people like doing certain stuff, like like how they dress or how they talk, whatever. But like in Indiana, it's like I can go hang out with kids who fish all day, or
yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, or like kids who
yo,
are
fishing
like,
is kind of fun though.
It is. Yeah. It has a certain patience to it that I don't have.
Absolutely, but, and an aesthetic with some of the gear.
So right, but like, those vests kind of go.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
You know?
No, yeah, that's
you want to make some of those vests.
I got some homies that hunt.
Yeah, exactly.
Like deer, like it's. And then, like, they eat the deer. And, like, we all eat the deer. It's fire.
Oh, and then venison, there's this, like, separate city, like, kind of bias, like, called Portage. And, like, there's these
Portage boys,
there's these kids on dirt bikes that just hang out all the
like,
time.
They're so cool.
Like, you'll see all these different cultures. And it's, like, you could take things from them that's just kind of, like, what stands out to you, like, that you would just be like, oh, okay, like, wow, this is, like, a whole different lifestyle. But, you know, you come out here and everyone's kind of, like, focused on, like, you know, what's trending, what's going on, but rather than back home, like, no one gives a shit. It's like, if you're hunting, like, you're a kid who hunts, or if, like, you're a kid who's fishing, you're a fisherman kid, like, you know, it's just, like,
that's cool.
There's still so much, like, agricultural, like, local type.
Y'all got nature and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
It's good to hang out with people that don't care.
Sorry, I'm just being an asshole. Like,
no, seriously, beautiful.
It is. Yeah.
No, it's really cool.
And something about hanging out with people that like can care
people.
Less about your like title. It's
but
like,
who have different interests and don't even give a fuck about what you do.
Yeah. They're just there
There's
for
like
you.
A real sincerity to that.
Yeah. Recently, like, it's been like very different, like going out. It's like weird.
In Indiana.
Yeah, it's like a new like feeling. It's like
people are like, oh, you're Omar.
Yeah, it's weird. And like that didn't start happening till like it was like whatever, like one person would. But like we're on tour, remember? And then like Kourtney Kardashian like posted my song and then like
cool. What?
Like every like I've never had that many people hit me up from like high school and like they were calling me. I'm like, what? Like, bro, chill. Like,
you still have them locked in your phone?
No, because it's like
I mean, how old are you?
2015.
Yeah,
like,
you're 21.
Like it wasn't that long. Like, but like it was pretty crazy. Like we were on the road. We were just in the car. Like what were we listening to? Like Young Thug or something. And we were just in the car. And then like that happened. And then like I like when I got back home, it's like at, like, the one notable thing everyone always brings up. He's like, yo, how'd you feel when that happened, bro? I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, you know what I'm talking about. I'm like,
that's like when a Kardashian posted, that's what they're
exactly. You know, and then like my cousins and my family, like all them, like they were like, oh yeah, Omar does music, whatever. But like now, like that happened, it's like my mom heard about it 2 minutes after it happened. Like it was just
She has like no social media.
No, mom has no social media.
Somebody like whispered in her ear,
like word of mouth. My cousins or nieces,
Because and then like my mom hit me up like 3 minutes. Like I had barely found out about it. My mom texted me like, I heard a famous person. Oh my God. I was like, dang.
Yeah. So is that why y'all are moving to LA? Is that what's going on?
No.
You're trying to meet Courtney. Yeah.
No. She invited it. No. Well, no, so let's talk a little about what is coming. You know, what is in the near future for you all? Because this is a significant step, it seems like.
Yeah.
How soon is this move happening?
Like February, right?
Yeah, like spring.
Spring.
Okay. And what are some of the thoughts around that? And what's the plan for out there?
Probably it's just like work. Moving our house, same situation, to LA. Okay. Which means like in LA, you know, there's a lot of stuff to like do, a lot of people to hang out with. And whenever I go to LA, I feel like I get things done. So just being in that environment is like, you know, it's really good.
Now I've been going there like very often for the past year. So now it feels like, damn, I need to see my LA friends, you know, it's just kind of like that. And like we have a lot of mutual friends too.
Why LA and not Chicago? I'm not mad. I'm just curious.
I don't know.
We know Chicago. Chicago's cool to like come and visit. Yeah. You know?
The people that I want to work with are in LA.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to work with nobody out here, to be honest.
No shade. Or I'm all the shade. I don't know.
I'm good.
Who are some of the people that you're you know?
Just like producers.
Yeah. Who are some of those folks though, that you want to work with or are working with? Or? You could say it aspirationally.
I don't know. I don't want to like sound like a name dropping. Like, no. I don't know. Like, just people.
Quincy Jones.
Hey, listen.
That's exciting, though. I mean, and you guys are going to live together. That's the idea.
Yeah. Those guys are. I still have school till May.
John. That's
got some spillage on the table.
He said, no, I'm like kind of tipsy, man. Nah, I'm chilling. I'm there.
Yeah, I still have school till May, and I'm still in like a weird transitional period where I'm getting a degree, but I'm doing photography. And it's so weird just to be kind of like in this like middle ground where like my grandparents are like school. And I'm just like, that's like fun and all, and I'm learning. But like at the same time, like I'm following this whole other process. And it's just, it's a hard road to go down when you're trying to impress like, grandparents who didn't have the money to go to college that are paying for your college. So it's it's difficult.
Wait, so you're also a child of immigrants?
No.
Your mom's second generation, right? Yeah, or first?
No, second gen.
Yeah, his mom's second
gen. My grandparents are here, but my great-grandparents are from Mexico.
Okay.
But it's just like, they're like, my grandpa tells me every time I see him, like, hey, I did this. I went on tour of Omar. He's like, oh, that's cool and all, son, but, you know, you get this education, you know,
right.
and it's fine because I like learning marketing and everything about it. It's super
it'll
fun.
Be useful for you.
It definitely will be. But at the same time, it's like, damn, homies are going to be in LA.
But do you plan to eventually head out and meet them?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There?
Eventually, like a year.
I'm sure he's going to visit all the time.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
That's safe. Also the first spill we've had in. So congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you guys. You know, are there projects that you guys can talk about that you're working on that will be able to see in the future? Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm working on a new EP. I didn't want to rush the album. I want to like really like do my complete and like best, like, you know, especially for my age, like just like as far as I can push it for this period of time. You know what I'm saying? Like the best possible work I can for the sake, save it for the album. But like I got this EP I'm working on and I'm really excited.
I mean, Stereo is pretty damn good, so I don't know. You want to keep amazing me? That's cool.
It hasn't been in the world for a very long time.
No,
something clear.
Yeah, were you trying to release something this year? No,
next year.
Okay.
Yeah. But Stereo is like, I love it, but like,
no,
I'm
it's
a lot
beautiful.
Better now.
No, okay,
I'm a lot
that's
better
fine. And by that's fine, I mean I welcome that. That's amazing.
Yeah,
can you get better?
I'm so excited for people to hear it because it's like I touch on like a lot, like,
yeah,
like of genres.
And I'll hear it like downstairs.
Yeah.
Like he'll go through these like little phases where like he'll rock with like Prince and then make some like really funky, like raw stuff. Or like he'll be like, say this like country name of like, I forgot who. But like he'll make this like really
Bob
good country
Dylan,
song.
Like Bob Dylan-y.
I don't know. He can really
that's
like
more folk.
But he makes it in his own way. Like he'll make these different songs and like it just touches on how diverse he can be.
Well,
yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah,
but
his stuff's crazy too.
Can you talk about Stereo a little bit and kind of the
concept
or
a lot of Stereo I made in the attic when I was living in the attic with my friends. It's like six people in like one attic, and it was like no doors.
That was crazy.
It was like one big living room. Like it was crazy.
The orphanage.
We called it the orphanage because a lot of us just like weren't in contact with our parents or like just from far away, like from Indianapolis, like just like friends with like kind of like homeless. Like it was like very like, all right, we have each other, you know,
safe
like
haven.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, like safe. Like it was, we're all chilling. And since six people lived there, the rent wasn't like, my rent was like what, 170
like
or
200
something.
Barely.
That sounds high. I feel like it'd be $50 if you're in Indiana.
For just an attic.
Yeah, right. For six people in an attic.
But like, it was enough. Like,
it's a big attic.
It's a big attic.
Was it a drafty attic?
No, it was so cozy.
They actually
really
so cozy.
Insulated. That's nice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I insulated it.
Yeah. Yes.
I like built it up. I like put the carpet in. And, like,
insulation is important.
Mm-hmm.
Then winter's
pretty
harsh.
But yeah, no, it was like,
shout out to insulation.
Caloric deficit.
Why do you keep saying that?
That's what I'm on right now, but these is fire.
Losing weight? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm getting lean. I'm cutting right now.
Okay. All right. That's good.
I mean, you look good to me, but okay.
No, I'm just like, I'm trying to get cut.
Okay. All right.
I'm
all like, right. Trying to get swole.
Going to the gym.
Feel you.
I forgot what we were talking about. Because I'm like kind of tipsy now.
No, you're good.
We're talking about Stereo.
And the orphanage.
Oh,
and
the attic.
The spot,
yeah.
The first song, Stereo, I produced with my friend Eddie Burns. Went to his house.
I love Eddie.
Yeah, and we got super drunk and made that like real quick.
Yeah, speaking on everybody, I think Eddie was like one of our connecting friends to like kind of connect
Chicago.
People in Chicago.
Yeah. That's true.
That's great.
Great guy. Great guy. Yeah. Yes. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he really
salute
is.
To Eddie
he's
Burns.
He's so fucking talented.
Oh my gosh, he's amazing.
And let's not forget his brother, Izzy Burns. Just
yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course,
just
of course.
Yeah. But yeah, then Stereo, I made like Amor Malo, You Got Me, Heart, all that like in the attic, like, and Lucky I made in the attic, like all that was just there. And Erase in the attic too. Mm-hmm. Like everything was pretty much made there. So it was like, it was just me and like six other people living there. They would always come in and, I'd be like, oh, you should add this. I'm like, dude, get the fuck out. Like,
were they like also that. Creative?
Yeah, no, they're super creative. It's just like when it comes to my music, like Vinny's so honest with me, like, and I like hate it when it comes to music because I love my music.
Right.
And like when Vinny will be like, yeah, like, I don't know, man, but I fuck with it. Like, I love that someone can be
only
like.
Only some people can say shit to you. And
yeah,
you
no,
really
100%.
Take to heart.
Yeah. No, like if Vinny tells me something, I'm like. Like, you know,
you're right, but I'm mad, but you,
yeah, you're right, but I'm mad. Like that's, and then like other homies, like they'll always just be like, oh yeah, it's sick. And then,
but you want those folk to keep you honest, right?
No, yeah. I love
no, that's Vinny's, what I'm saying.
I love
like,
that Vinny's
like,
honest.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what you have to have.
Vinny will tell me, he's like, to be honest, I'm not feeling it. I'm like, oh,
and I think as you progress in your career, that gets more and more difficult to have, you know,
yeah.
people to keep it a buck with you.
Yeah.
So that becomes essential.
Yeah.
Because
then,
I mean, you were talking about how your parents were afraid that you would change, but other people change when, the more famous
you
get.
Yeah, we've known that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, I mean, we have, like, people, like, homies are just, like, snap pictures
oh my
of us.
God that happened yesterday
oh my god I'm hanging out lone wolf I'm so cool
always be like,
it was
and
like
the
me
flash
and him sitting
on.
Down
the flash was on
just
yeah
last
it was
yeah.
so
way to be undercover
we're like bro like come on it was so funny
you gotta love him though
you gotta love him yeah, we love him
love
but it's like it's just funny
yeah
Because we obviously don't see each other
at
all.
We don't.
No, y'all Midwest as fuck.
Yeah. And you know, I'm excited for y'all's future, and I really hope that you guys can keep what you have together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Knowing that that is a difficult prospect, right? Mm-hmm. That people get gassed and people go in the various directions they go.
Yeah.
But as a squad, you guys have something very special, you know?
Yeah, there's a ton of us.
Yeah, there's more. Yeah.
There's about like 20 of us.
Shit.
One of our like friends was like replied to one of my stories of Omar and was like, "Y'all brotherhood is inspiring." And it's funny because it's just like we just chill. You know, we have good chemistry.
Ain't no girls.
Oh, yeah. I have a girlfriend.
There's a few. We have a few girls in the group.
The Indianers.
Yeah, like the homies, they'll come over and show. True. But like homies be falling in love so fast.
Yeah.
It gets complicated.
They'll just be girls in the group.
Well, all right. So where can people stay in tune with what you're doing? I want to, you know, kind of if you guys can give the places where people could find you on the internet. You know, where can people be
like
in tune with
Instagram
what it is?
For me? Like,
Instagram. You know, Instagram. Search Lone Wolf on YouTube. I'm the first thing that pops up.
Wait, really?
Really?
You're the only lone wolf? Okay.
There's like pictures, like videos, like compilations of like wolves. But in between, there's like rap videos.
I'm gonna look at those lone wolves.
Yeah.
I made sure that when I picked the name Omar Apollo, that like nothing else popped up.
Oh yeah.
But my middle name's Apolonio, so that's where I got Apollo.
Right.
From.
Your last name starts with a V.
Velasco. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Omar Apolonio Velasco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with like what are we talking about? Oh, platforms.
Yeah.
My Instagram is my favorite. Yeah. I think it showcases my work correctly, but my Twitter is a lot more fun than
viral.
My Instagram.
Now, say your handles.
Yeah.
You want to give us your handles?
He's viral.
No, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, what's the viral moment?
Okay, so recently I had a super viral moment when I was picking up pizza from Little Caesars. It was probably the...
Talk about Little Caesars ad, but I thought that was a rapper.
Chrissy Teigen.
Is there
quoted
not a
it.
Little Caesar? Is
I don't
there
know.
Not
Ariana Grande commented.
Wait, Kim Kardashian.
Okay, wait, what's the video?
Let me roll this out.
Okay.
Video. Little Caesar's not a rapper.
Jaw loves this story.
All right. Break it down.
All right. So I was hanging out with the homies and I was like, "Hey, you want me to pick up pizza?" And they're like, "Yeah, sure." So we went to Little Caesars. Well, I went to Little Caesars on my own. I get there. It's inside of a Kmart. So it's like one of these superstore, like Little Caesars inside of a big retail store or whatever. So I pull up. The line's long. Computer's not working. Like, hot and ready, you know, whatever. So I'm waiting in line. My phone's on like 5%. And I take really big pride in my IG stories. It's like my favorite part of my Instagram.
Yeah, he's got great Instagram stories. Yeah.
So like I saw this lady wheel in a box of DiGiorno pizzas into the back of the Little Caesar.
He's seen it.
So
everyone's seen it.
Yeah. So she wheels it back in there and then she's talking to the manager at Little Caesars. I guess they have like a pizza and grease compactor back there. And she was telling him, like, "Hey, these pizzas are all expired. Can you just throw them in your guys' compactor or whatever?" Like, and then she was just like, she's like, "Yeah." So I was just recording it, but I zoomed in on the Little Caesars and I zoomed in on the DiGiorno boxes. No context. I can't hear anything. And I didn't even upload it at first. I went back home. I was just chilling. Hung out with Zach. Went to school the next day. Went home. I had nothing to post, and I completely forgot about the video. And I was just like, whatever, I'll post it on Twitter. I didn't think it was important enough to go on my IG story. So I put it on Twitter, and then it, like, starts picking up traffic. I expected, like, maybe, like, 300 likes, whatever, like, you know, something small. But then, literally, like, it took a life of its own, got to, like, a million views, like, people. And I left it vague. I was like, I can't believe what I'm seeing in front of me. Like, you know, just so I wouldn't get anybody in trouble. I don't want to, you know, I don't want anybody losing
jobs. These are all working people, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know how to word it, so. I just like put the tweet out there and people are like replying, like Twitter's blowing up. I'm like telling them, like, I turned off notifications. It was just like +20, +20, +20, +20, whatever. And I got like a million views. And then like I go upstairs. I left my phone upstairs. I was talking to, like, I was in the room with them, like just hanging out.
Yeah, we're just in my room.
And I go upstairs. I'm like, I'm gonna go pick up my phone, see what's up. And I see Chrissy Teigen quote tweeted it. And I was like,
"Let's go." Yeah, she is the funniest. Yeah. She's so funny.
Yeah, so she sees good content when she sees it, you know.
Yeah.
So
you got that good content. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I get the quote tweet and I'm like, "Wow." Then all the news channels like emailing me, cuz like I have email in my bio cuz I'm a photographer or whatever. And
well, what are they asking for?
Oh, they
want to interview him.
I did an interview with USA Today. Like I'm published. Like, it's so funny.
But like, what did they ask you? What did they ask you?
Yeah. No, they were like, so break it down. What happened? Like, because I was keeping like very valid information. I never told anybody it was inside of a Kmart. So like, people are like, what is going on? Like, you know, like, what is this madness?
There's it doesn't like a Little Caesar store.
I feel bad because Kevin Cena and I haven't. And Kevin.
Hey, I'm out here.
You're like, you know, 150 years old. Like, I can't believe I haven't seen a viral video.
So literally, like, it took a life of its own. Like, I'm getting all these emails. Like, People Magazine was trying to interview me. Like, USA Today, Newsweek, like, US Weekly. TMZ.
You get bans from this video? Get a bag? No.
He would FaceTime me.
Tell him what you got, because
what did you get?
I'm there on dirt.
We're on dirt, bro.
No, listen.
Fuck DiGiorno. No,
I'm on dirt, bro.
No, listen.
I swear I see one of them, I'm smacking it.
No, listen. Like, shout out my big homie Omar right here, but honestly... Honestly, they did me so dirty.
That's
like,
why you getting cut.
No, they did me so dirty.
About to be his bodyguard. So, like, what's up?
So like, they were DMing me like when it first started popping. They're like,
wait, Caesars or
DiGiorno? Okay. Oh, Little Caesars hates me. Like, they do not rock with me.
I feel like neither of them should.
They were lying. Little Caesars was lying on Twitter, bro. Yeah.
No, we caught them lying. Hey, chill. So,
all right, sorry.
My name's like still attached to this. So I can't really be saying too much. But
have we revealed your last name though?
Oh, yeah, I said at the beginning. But anyways, so DiGiorno's in my DMs, like, hey, like, you know, it's going crazy. But, and they have to be someone, there has to be, like, someone young running the Twitter, because, like, they're being very, like fun and,
youthful.
You know, messaging. Youthful. Yeah, that's a good word. They're youthful. So, like, they were, like, DMing me, like, hey, should we keep it going? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, and then they were like,
free DiGiorno for life? What
so,
you mean?
Like, I made like a meme, and it was like, whatever, like, it happened. And then they're like, do you want to have a conversation? And like, the replies, you know, get it, like, keep going. So they were like, they kept replying.
Saying, like...
So we had a conversation in the replies, and it was just silly. Like, DiGiorno's like, they said something like, they responded to me at like 2 a.m. and I said like, go to sleep, like, exclamation point. And then they said like, you first. Like, you know, they were just
It's like Hamburger Helper. So have y'all seen this shit?
Some real industry plant shit.
Yeah, so they're trying to like, not sign me, but they're like co-sign me, like, yo, like, we
you're
rock
trying
with
to give you.
You
money? Like,
no, like, listen, like, they did me so dirty. So they're like, hey, we're going to send you something really cool in the mail. Like, what's your address? I'm like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. And then like, They contacted me about all this before the Chrissy Teigen co-sign, before I got all crazy. So, like, they had sent me something in the mail, whatever. And after I get all this, like, nationwide, like, reach with this tweet, 4.5 million views on Twitter.
Let them know.
Listen, I'm famous.
You're probably 5 now, man. Yeah.
Maybe 5.
Probably 10 million by now. Maybe fucking 5.
It's not my first viral. I had a crazier one before.
He's in school for social media marketing. Just remember that.
So, anyways... So anyways, then from there, they, like, send me whatever. And I see this envelope come in the mail. It's, like decent size, like a birthday card envelope.
All while I'm on FaceTime with him.
Yeah.
He's like, they sent the letter.
Every time something crazy or, like, some new part of the story happened. So, like, I get this envelope, and I open it, and I see it's, like, a birthday card. It says DiGiorno's. And I open it. Listen.
Listen.
I got him on, like, every news platform possible, almost. Like, even all the local, like, Foxes across the way, whatever. Thank you. And, like, they sent me 3 coupons for DiGiorno. And there's stipulations on them. I can't get the good one with, like, the wings and the cookies. Like, it's, like, the
I didn't even know that was an option.
You know how many people subconsciously bought DiGiorno's?
Dude, I bought DiGiorno's.
And he didn't even think about it. He didn't
even think about it.
I was like,
fuck DiGiorno's.
No,
it's DiGiorno's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's funny because the whole time Little Caesars is in the replies, like, what Little Caesars is this? No one's telling them what Little Caesars it is. So, like, I'm holding, like, valuable information. I'm holding out.
Yo.
And everyone who's interviewing me, they ask that question. I'm like, oh, I can't answer
You gotta trade that shit for a bag.
Give me an NDA.
You gonna give me a fucking check.
But then get this. People Magazine.
I'm making a tweet.
People Magazine did, like, a full investigation on it. Got the Little Caesars people, like, involved. So they've seen I was from Indiana, so they narrowed it down. Then, like, it's literally, like, the last Little Caesars inside of a Kmart. And it's also one of the last Kmarts.
Oh, no.
So,
there's no
wait,
more
how did
Kmart.
They know it was a Kmart? Oh, they knew it was like not a real.
Because there's like a popcorn machine there. Like it's like a madhouse. It's a free for all.
It's a story about the death of the American economy.
Journalists, quote unquote, did that fucking investigative shit.
No, listen.
Listen.
Yeah, and then I did like an
interview. I'm mad.
They probably found out that he lived in Indiana, so check like all of the little.
No, I know, but like y'all call yourself journalists. Like, yeah, please, yeah, miss
no,
me
yeah.
with that
when
shit.
USA, yeah. When USA Today wanted to do the video interview, I was like, yeah, sure. And it was the information was out already, so I did the whole I gave him the whole rundown, like, hey, like,
fuck it at that
yeah,
point.
At that point, I was like, fuck yeah, exactly. So the USA Today, like, they, I was like, can you just FaceTime me? They're like, well, we use Skype. I'm like, I gotta download Skype. Like, I haven't used Skype in forever.
Who has used Skype since like 2008?
Yeah, so I had to download Skype, do the interview, whatever. And then like the next day, Chrissy Teigen puts it on her Instagram. Like, she's like, why am I the face of this? And it's like an actual post on her IG, like. So much foot traffic, so much like celebrity endorsement, whatever. The comment section, All Star Weekend, like literally, it's like Bella Hadid, Kim Kardashian,
Amy
Schumer.
It's going on your resume.
Yeah,
should go on your resume.
Okay, so I'm currently in like the works of like doing like a presentation to show like the head of marketing at Purdue, because I'm trying to test out of my capstone class, so I can just say like, hey, I ran a successful like 4 or 5 day campaign, blah blah blah. I teamed up with DiGiorno, blah, blah blah, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm making it sound all like. You know, good
schooly.
Because that's yeah, schooly. You know, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term, yeah. schooly. But yeah, that was just the current like last thing.
No, yeah, you better reap something out of that shit. Yeah. They
I
give
swear.
You fucking whack
three
ass
coupons.
Yeah, and then I messaged them about the coupons. I'm like, hey,
y'all whack as fuck.
No, I didn't even. I did it. So,
I'm on dirt, bro. If I see one of them, so I swear I'm clocking their ass.
No,
bro.
And they're in Ohio.
Yeah, let's go.
That's shorty,
they're
bro.
Shitty. Like they're in Ohio. They're like, if you're ever in Ohio, you can pull up to the headquarters.
And you mean pull up with a.
What the fuck are we going to Ohio for, ma'am?
Oh, yeah.
Like, wait. Who said pull up? Lana Del Rey to Azalea Banks.
Oh, to Azalea Banks.
So, like, pull up.
Yeah, so they're like, yeah, if you're ever in Ohio, pull up. Like, yeah, am I going to go, like, visit MGK? Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, you know? But
Vinny, you didn't tell us where people could find you.
I know,
on
you literally.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's good. It's good.
At
Vinny Weston, almost like the gun company. So that's my grandfather's favorite gun. He's deceased. But,
Smith and Wesson.
Yeah, like Smith and Wesson. And also, Wes Anderson's my favorite director. Randomly, okay, recently, Sheck West is my favorite rapper right
Yo,
now.
Yo, Sheck West's album, though, is fucking good.
I like it. I just do it when I work
really
out.
Good.
You don't like it?
I haven't heard it yet.
I like it when I work out.
You don't like it? You wouldn't like it.
And it's so crazy. I was literally thinking about changing my app the other day, but my tweet went viral, and I'm like, I gotta kind of milk this for a second before I think about doing anything.
Well, fellas, thank you all so much. I mean,
riveting.
This is great.
Riveting
and,
conversation.
Thanks for ending on that Lil Caesar story.
Oh, no
but,
problem. Man.
But all
it's
the success.
Lil Caesar's not the rapper.
All the yeah, not a rapper. All the success to y'all. Good luck in the move to L.A.
Thank you.
Finishing school. And just, you know, we're so excited for what you guys are doing and what you'll do in the future. Thanks for being in the Corner Store. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yo, we want to thank DJ Exist for the beat.
Langston Olsen for the art.
Big ups, Todd Manley at WGN Radio.
And Max and Dami, the Corner Store interns.
Salutes to our super producer, DJ Cash Era.
You can keep in tune with the Corner Store at @Corner_Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
Also, you can stream and download the Corner Store wherever you listen to podcasts.
And please rate and subscribe and comment on iTunes.
Please, y'all, consider giving us those 5 stars.
Thank you for listening.
We're going to see you next week.
The Corner Store is brought to you by Stolen Spirits.